This is Dave. Let me ask you a question. With all the stuff that you have to do, all the emails, all the phone calls, all the voicemails, all the quotes, all the customer problems, all the meetings, etc., with everything that just demands your time, how do you stay focused and make sure that you're working on the most important things, not necessarily the most urgent things? How do you make sure you're effective? How do you do that? Well, there is a way to do that. I mean, there is a best practice been handed down from generations to generations, and that is set goals. You see, there's something about setting goals. What you do when you set goals is you take a time period. Let's begin with once a year, and you think through deeply what are the most important things you can do this year. And you do that personally, and you do that in your career, in your sales job, and you do that financially and spiritually. You say, what progress do I want to make? What are the most important things I can do? And then you write them down, and you repeat that process, and you break it down, repeat it, you know, quarterly and monthly. And that process of thinking it through deeply, determining what are the most important things to do and then writing them down, is an important process. I mean, that's how we stay connected. That's how we stay connected to the important things in our lives. That's how we make sure that we're not wasting our time on things that, you know, are loud and you know, demand your attention, but they're not important. You have to take the time to decide what's important. That's best practice, you know, and it's not just a best practice for salespeople. It's a best practice for people in all walks of life. If they want to accomplish something, if they want to become someone better than they are not than they are now, if they want to achieve more than they are now, if they want to do more, achieve more, become more, the way to do that is to focus on the most important things so that your time is not wasted on the unimportant. That's what goal setting is all about. That's what we're talking about this month. You know, one other thing I just want to bring up, and that is from time to time I have people say, oh yeah, you know, I already knew that. And my response is, yes, so what? So what if you knew it? Are you doing it? You see, there's this important gap between knowing and doing. As a salesperson, you are not paid to know. You are paid to do. Nobody cares how much knowledge you have. Who cares? That doesn't bring any revenue in. It's what you do that's important. So there is this gap between knowing and doing. If you say, I already knew this, and I'm going to say, yeah, so what? Are you doing it? So some of these things that we're talking about, you may say to yourself, well, I knew that. And my response is, yeah, so? So what does that matter? Who cares what you know? Are you doing it? So when it comes to something like goal setting, you say, well, yeah, I already knew that. Yeah, but are you doing it? Are you taking a day, a couple days, once a year? Are you taking a day, once a quarter? Are you taking 4 or 5 hours once a month to review your goals and make sure that you're focused and sticking to them? Or are you just blowing it off and saying, well, it's not important? It is important because this is a best practice that separates the high achievers from the mediocre. If you want to be mediocre, don't. If you want to be a high achiever and reach your potential, then you have to do some of the things that are the best practices. Okay? Okay. Bye-bye.